Scott or Stan. Season 9 is a fascinating thing because a lot of the shows during Season 9 were suggested on the YouTube channel. Rick is actually asking about what is the structure of the district and the committees. And with all the stuff that's going on, I really see his point. Because a lot of times, when you're just involved in a unit with youth, you don't see the outside of the box, per se. And you depend on it. So knowing that there is a connection between the unit and the council through the district is important. Now, there's many similarities between a district committee and your unit's committee. The committee chairman is in charge of all of the different departments within the district committee. The district chairman, the district commissioner, and the district executive are the key three in district management. The only paid position is the district executive. Everyone else is a volunteer. A scouting district is a geographical area of your local BSA council. It is determined by the council executive board. All districts are responsible for carrying out four standard functions: membership, fund development, program, and unit service. The membership function strives for growth through the organization of new scouting units and grow through new member joining existing units. The fund development function sees that the district provides its share of funds to the total council operating budget. The program function concentrates on helping scouting units with camp promotion, special activities, including community services, training the adults and volunteers, and youth advancement and recognition. The unit service function provides direct coaching and consultation by the district volunteers for unit adults to help ensure the success of every scouting unit. So by definition, those four standard functions are in every district. The membership and fund development and program functions are carried out by members of the district committee. The unit service function is carried out by the district commissioner staff. Your district chair is a member of the council's executive board. The district commissioners meets with the council commissioner and other district commissioner regularly. Now let's dive into some of the departments of the four main functions. In membership, you have advancement. They work on keeping track of all of the unit's advancements, overseeing the Eagle Scout process, and also working on awards for adults. Membership recruitment helps the district executive with school night planning and signups. And if it's run well, there will be recruitment projects throughout the year. Now, in program, this is where a lot of things are seen by the units. One of the major committees is camping. They promote local use of the campsite facilities, manage district camperies, and Cub Scout Day Camp. Now, quite often, there are subcommittees, such as the Order of the Arrow. A major part of program is communications. They maintain the mailing list and use multimedia to convey the information about the district's activities. And then, of course, you have training. Make sure that all that need to be trained have opportunities throughout the year to get an adult fully trained. Now, the function of fund development is a critical part of a volunteer charity like scouting. The finance committee works closely on fundraising activities sponsored through the council. This would include popcorn, known as popcorn kernel or camp card master. You know, these are activities that are funded through the council. Friends of Scouting. Donations to your local council through Friends of Scouting from family and scout leaders. Unit service is a major part of your district committee. Unit commissioners providing helpful service to units within the district is critical. Now, there are other kinds of commissioners that work with Roundtable, and this has a lot to do with program also. So these can be intertwined with one another. Now, keep in mind, this is just the basic structure of an ideal district. Depending on your location, your traditions, and scouting culture in your area, this could be different in many ways. However, these basic four departments will generally be the same. Understanding this structure makes you a more aware adult leader. When volunteers give service outside of their unit, this is often defined as gray tabs on their epaulets. Unit commissioners and anybody on the committee or working with the committee would be wearing gray tabs. And this is to help scout leaders know that they are independent from their unit. So many times I tell people to look at the room and you will find that the people with the duct taped colored tabs on their epaulets are there to help you get to know them. And in time, we will welcome you to the district committee. You do so much hard work for your scouts. And I am so appreciative of everything you do. Keep up that hard work. And I look forward to seeing you on the committee. Until next time, I'll see you on the trail.